indicating that the killer had a knowledge of human anatomy.
The Black Dahlia was a celebrity who was mutilated and found drained of blood with a haunted-like smile carved on her face.
Soon after posting the photo, investigators believe the girls were approached by a man who then went on to kill them. I'm your host, Rihanna Miller, and you're listening to Mystery Mondays. Listener discretion is advised. This episode, we will talk about the famous and controversial unsolved deaths of rappers Tupac and the notorious B.I.G., also known as Biggie. I just wanted to say right now that as of September 13th, this case had finally turned 22 years old, which is a long time to have an unsolved case. Nothing like, of course, the Black Dahlia, which is 70, but 22 years is still a pretty long time. So let's get into the background information and to start the murder of Tupac. Tupac and Suge Knight were driving to a party around 11:15 p.m. after watching a Mike Tyson fight in Las Vegas. When they stopped at a red light waiting for it to change, a white Cadillac pulled up next to them. 14 shots were fired. Six of them hitting Tupac, who was in the passenger seat. One shot punctured his lung. Tupac was rushed to the hospital where he died 6 days later at only the age of 25. A 25-year-old just died. For someone who has so much life ahead of him, to die at 25 is insane to think about, and imagine all the stuff he could have done if he was able to live. So this is the part where we turn over to notorious B.I.G. murder, also known as Biggie. So Biggie was murdered almost 6 months after Tupac. After Tupac's death, Biggie's wife claimed that Biggie had said he was scared he was going to be murdered too. Biggie was leaving a party in Los Angeles after the Soul Train Awards. He was sitting in a car when another vehicle pulled up next to him and shot him. The shooter, who fired at Biggie at least 5 times, hitting Biggie 4 times, fled the scene. Biggie died later that night. He was 24 years old.
I mean,
going on you
about
a murder?
Guilty about your actions.
Yeah, and the media knows about it, and so they're like, did you do this? Did you do this? Did you murder this person? Everyone just has their own little thing, and I feel like some other serial killers, if you really get into the deep statistics of it, there's probably serial killers who go by drowning, and they would rather, like, break into a person's home and drown them or something, mm-hmm. and that's the way they could kill them.
Welcome back to Mystery Mondays. After I've just listed all of that background information, let's continue on with our case of the murders of Tupac and Biggie. Now, Tupac and Biggie used to be friends. Tupac often gave Biggie career advice since he had a couple years more experience and was more well-known when they had met. He was essentially a mentor for Biggie, but soon a rivalry started. By the mid-1990s, the West Coast had proved itself in the hip-hop world with the Death Row Records, the label that included Tupac, Dr. Dre, and Snoop Dogg. Meanwhile, Biggie's 1993 album Ready to Die helped give the East Coast label Bad Boy Records, Puff Daddy label, some recognition. Tupac and his fans interpreted Biggie's 1994 song Who Shot Ya as a diss track because he had been robbed and shot 2 months before the song's release. The track's lyrics describe a situation very similar to what happened to Tupac. In the 1996 song Hit 'Em Up, Tupac struck back. He alluded to having an affair with Biggie's wife, Faith Evans. And in the song, it's quite evident that he is very serious about it and that he is very adamant that he did have an affair with Biggie's wife. And I would play a snippet of audio, but the song has a lot of language and reasoning that it shall not be played on our station. So I'm going to play a snippet of audio from the interview that happened with Biggie after Tupac's death, which kind of has to talk about, you know, Biggie's thoughts on his murder and that the rivalry meant nothing, essentially, and that they were still friends.
I mean, I was... more shocked than anything, you know what I'm saying? But I wasn't more shocked of him dying. I was more shocked of him. Pac is a strong dude, yo. I know Duke, you know what I'm saying? He's real strong. So when it was he got shot, I was just more like, again? You know what I'm saying? He always getting shot or shot at. He gonna pull through this one again, make a few records about it, and it's gonna be over, you know what I'm saying? But when he died, I was just like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? It kind of took me by. I mean, even though we was going through our drama, I would never wish death on nobody, you know what I'm saying? Because ain't no coming back from that. So it kind of turned me down a little bit. But at the same time, you know, you got to move on. You know, I felt for his moms, for his family or whatever, but, you know, things got to move on, you know? I felt them. I still feel them. You know, we got the records. You know, I'm out here every day. He run the radio station. He ain't got heavy rotation. He got every rotation.
Every rotation.
You know what I'm saying?
Everywhere you
so,
go.
I hear him, and every time I hear him, I feel him. So he going to be always be here.
Hey, rest in peace, Pac.
It doesn't seem very sincere. He feels sad for Tupac's mom because obviously her child's dead, but he's kind of just pushing off Tupac's death in a sense of like, oh, he's out of the way now, so I'm going to rise to the top. This guy was always better than me, but yeah, now he's dead, so like, it's whatever. Sorry for your mom, but now it's my time to shine. What I had mentioned is key to some of those theories. So keep in mind as we discuss some theories that this idea of this rivalry between the West and the East Coast, it has to do with a lot of theories. So speaking of theories, there are many theories to this case. And just to list some off right now that we'll get into more detail, one of the major ones that are known is that P. Diddy, also known as Puff Daddy, had involvement in their murders. The FBI or LAPD had involvement and one major suspect of Suge Knight. So let's start with the suspect of Suge Knight. Suge Knight is the CEO of Death Row Records. Take note of this. He was the man in the driver's seat when Tupac was shot. The theory goes that he wanted Tupac dead so he wouldn't switch record labels. Or that he had Biggie killed out of revenge for Tupac's murder. Or that he had Biggie killed to distract investigators from pointing the blame of Tupac's death in his direction. In January of 2015, Knight was arrested after a hit and run in Los Angeles. He was charged with one count of murder, one count of attempted murder, and two counts of a hit and run. If he's convicted, he potentially faces life in prison. How can you not arrest a man for something that happened a while ago? I understand. But at the time, you don't arrest a man for being the driver and potentially having stuff with a hit and run, and now knowing years later in 2015 he is associated with a hit and run, that can obviously leak him to maybe doing it back then, and that's why his hit and run in 2015 was successful, because he had previously laid out one and knew what to do and what not to do. Our next theory has to do with the LAPD. The theory ties in with the Suge Knight theory. LAPD officer Russell Poole, who was a lead investigator on Biggie's murder, accused other LAPD officers of having connection to Death Row Records and Suge Knight, who he thought planned Biggie's murder. People believed that Knight had Biggie murdered as revenge for Tupac's death. He was ordered to stop his investigation on the case and retired in 1999. Poole died of a heart attack in August of 2015 while he was discussing the case with LA County Sheriff homicide detectives. At the time, he was working on a book about the murders. Is it a coincidence that he had a heart attack about talking about the case? Was he paid off by Suge? It's a crazy thing to think about, because a coincidence that he's having a heart attack while talking to the sheriffs of the homicide detective unit. So maybe he's very stressed out about the case because he may have been paid off to keep his mouth shut. And he's really trying his hardest, trying not to spill anything to these detectives. Or, you know, like I said, paid off by Suge. He retired, maybe because Suge Knight paid him off so he would keep his mouth shut. Who knows? Our other police theory is simply that the FBI had involvement to end the, and I quote, violent rap culture, especially between the East and the West Coast hip-hop battle. Is this really believable? I personally don't think the FBI will get into a case of simple rap culture. I don't see that as something they want to get involved in. Our last theory, and the biggest theory, has to do with the artist P. Diddy.
who is the creator of Puff Daddy labels.
One of the P. Diddy theories is that he is the mastermind behind Biggie's murder.
The theory is that after seeing how well Tupac's album did for Death Row Records, P. Diddy wanted the sales to skyrocket for Biggie's upcoming album, ironically named Life After Death. So he hired gang members to shoot Biggie. Diddy's former bodyguard believes the allegations.
Why would a bodyguard believe allegations towards this if he's supposed to be your bodyguard?
So according to a retired LAPD detective, Biggie's mother, Violetta Wallace, believes that P. Diddy and Suge Knight are responsible for her son's murder. Violetta Wallace told the Daily Mail that the murder of her son hurts her every single day and that she has a very good idea about who killed them. She says that they've done their investigations, but they just refuse to move forward. She continues saying that she doesn't know why they haven't arrested who was involved. It seems to her that it's one giant conspiracy and someone is definitely being protected somewhere down the line. Why wouldn't they arrest people who were involved? That's a crazy thing to me. When you hear of cases of murder or literally anything, even a car accident, they talk to people. Not exactly arrest them, but they do make arrests in murder cases for suspects or people who were there and people who they have just even a little bit of evidence against. So did they tip off the cops? Is that why they didn't make any arrests? And is that the conspiracy that Biggie's mom is talking about? Now, in current situations, Eminem's new song Killshot, dissing the rapper Machine Gun Kelly, has references to Diddy killing Tupac. He references the killings when saying, "This idiot's boss popped pills and tells him that he got skills, but kills. The day you put out a hit is the day that Diddy admits he put the hit out that got Pop killed." And at the end of the song, Eminem says, "I'm just playing, Diddy. You know I love you." Almost as if Eminem was scared that Diddy might do something to him for saying that Diddy shot Tupac.
"This idiot's boss pops pills and tells him he's got skills, but kills. The day you put out a hit's the day Diddy admits that he put the hit out that got pop kill, eh?"
"Oh, and I'm just playing, Diddy. You know I love you."
Diddy never did respond exactly to this accusation or little funny that Eminem made, which I don't know really says anything to Diddy, but Diddy hasn't really said anything against any of the allegations that are put on him for this case. He simply said once that he didn't do it. But that's about it that he's always said. He hasn't really come forward with any of the theories, talked about any of the evidence against him. He just doesn't care about it. This is the one that I personally believe, because why is Eminem still going to be talking about it, you know, years later? And it's just insane to think about. And I feel like this has the most solid evidence and that it's still something that's talked about a lot. And P. Diddy kind of refuses to talk about it in a sense, but there's also some things where he talks that the rivalry was a issue and that it's been handled, which is kind of a little bit strange, but this is personally the theory I believe. I'm not saying that P. Diddy did it, but it's just a theory that I believe. So in this episode, we had talked about the murders of Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G. It's still a crazy murder case to think about, that both these people, somewhat related to why they died, they both got shot in a hit and run, and some people still believe that Tupac is alive, and some believe that the Notorious B.I.G. is alive. Some people say Tupac's out living on an island somewhere, and then people believe the Notorious was seen. And it's so crazy to think about that these two young rappers who had so much for them going were shot and killed, and the mystery behind why is insane to think about. So this has been an episode of Mystery Mondays with me, Rihanna Miller.
"Oh, and I'm just playing, Diddy. You know I love you."